This is the national anthem before an NFL game. It's a common scene, except there's one player who's taken a knee. On a field with members of the military standing in salute and the audience on their feet, Colin Kaepernick is kneeling. Kaepernick is the San Francisco 49ers quarterback. He told reporters he was protesting the societal wrongdoings against African Americans and minorities in the United States. Many other players have followed Kaepernick in his protest. The gesture has been adopted by other professional athletes and has even spread to high schools. But there are a number of people who disagree with Kaepernick's actions. Most recent, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who called the move dumb and disrespectful. So, what's the line between protest and patriotism? According to Forrest Crawford, professor and former assistant to the president for institutional diversity at Weber State University, the debate between patriotism and protest isn't new.
You know, we make a lot of fundamental assumptions about how we think Americans ought to be. In other words, we assume that the type of patriotism that I display is part of a prescriptive way in which everybody ought to act and behave in a free society. And it's never been that way, and I don't see that it's playing out that way even today.
Jason Gilmore, professor of global communication at Utah State University, agrees.
And it's interesting in a country that's based around freedom of speech and freedom of choice and these things that we would then require others to be patriotic in the ways that we see patriotism, right? So you have to be patriotic the way I'm patriotic. And that's actually, it doesn't align with the principles of this country, which is that people should be able to choose their own way into things, right? And that they can express their patriotism in different ways.
Gilmore says this kind of protest is actually part of a bigger movement happening across the U.S.
My reaction was that this is going to be met with a lot of backlash. That said, it is kind of tapping into a larger social movement that is transpiring and has been transpiring for a couple of years now.
Crawford says he wants to see the conversation continue.
I think that we have to really trust even our inept discourse with each other. Because I think that in that inept discourse, at least we try to fight to find the words, find the disposition for understanding.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.